Thank you.
Next, item 10, briefing on the Richmond Chambers Wetlands Water Reuse Project.
Mr. Chairman, Commissioner, my name is Jeff Gunnels. I'm a wildlife biologist at the Richland Creek Wildlife Management Area. I would like to brief you about the Richland Chambers Wetlands Water Reuse Project on the Richland Creek Wildlife Management Area and highlight this cooperative conservation agreement between Texas Parks and Wildlife Department and the Tarrant Regional Water District. This wetland project is a water conservation model and the first project like it in the United States. As you can see, the mission statements of the two partner agencies are substantially different. This is what lends this to be a very unique cooperative conservation project. Currently, the Tarrant Regional Water District supplies water to approximately 2 million people throughout North Texas, primarily in the Tarrant County area, through constructed reservoirs, including Richland Chambers Reservoir. In the early 90s, the district's long-range planners began to search for new water supply alternatives to meet future needs. One alternative to constructing new reservoirs was to divert flows from the Trinity River into Cedar Creek and Richland Chambers Reservoirs. Throughout most of the year, the Trinity River consists of highly treated municipal wastewater from the Dallas-Fort Worth area. However, these flows must be further treated prior to introduction into existing reservoirs to remove nutrients and contaminants. The nutrients of concern are nitrogen and phosphorus, and the major effect of these nutrients on reservoirs are algal blooms, which lead to taste and odor problems in treated water. Sediment and other contaminants also need to be removed from that Trinity River water. In 1992, the district constructed a 3-acre pilot-scale wetland system to determine the potential for wetlands to improve water quality for future water supply needs. The biophysical and biochemical processes remove many of these water pollutants in the wetlands. This is a key characteristic of wetlands and a reason that they're often referred to as the Earth's kidneys. The pilot-scale system operates by pumping raw water from the Trinity River through a series of wetland cells, and each natural wetland plant community is comprised of emerging plant species that are driven by the sun's energy. And the performance of this pilot-scale wetland system indicated improvements in water quality by removing about 82% of the nitrogen, 65% of the phosphorus, and 95% of the total suspended solids. Due to this success using these wetlands and the cost effectiveness, the Tarrant Regional Water District contacts the department with a proposal to place these water treatment wetlands on the north unit of the Richland Creek Wildlife Management Area. And there are several reasons the department chose to partner with the district in this project. It provides additional acres of manageable wetlands on the WMA, and even when that system is not operating for water quality improvement, water must still be delivered to those wetland impoundments because those wetlands are the water treatment facility. It provides for substantial increases in public use opportunities on the WMA, primarily waterfowl hunting and bird watching. And then our agency becomes a partner in the development of a new water supply technology that's an alternative to new reservoir construction, which we hope can slow the loss of bottom and hardwood ecosystems. The following slide will show you a before and after view of what type of habitat changes are being made. We're converting historically cleared bottom and hardwoods that are now in fallow fields with lots of regrowth. You see ragweed, honey locust, hawthorn regrowth into high-quality wetland habitats, barnyard grass, spikerush, smart weeds, duck potatoes. So very, very high-quality wetland habitats. And you can see the tree line in the background. That shot was taken at the same location. In December of 1996, our agency and the Tarrant Regional Water District entered into a memorandum of understanding to cooperate in this project and allow the construction of up to 2,000 acres of wetlands on the north unit of the WMA for an estimated expenditure of about $30 million by the district. That's construction and operations cost. The department will continue all public recreation activities on these lands and provide input into the management of these wetland plant communities and manage wildlife damage issues. And the district agreed to direct surplus water to in-stream flow beneficial to fish and wildlife downstream, including bays and estuaries. This slide here is fairly busy, but I hope this will help showcase this concept, but it graphically demonstrates the big picture of wetlands reuse concept. You can see the Trinity River flows directly through downtown Fort Worth, then over through downtown Dallas, and then turns southward. The water flows downstream for about 80 miles from the Metroplex, and is diverted there at the Richland Creek WMA, filtered through a constructed wetland system to remove contaminant nutrients, pumped into the Richland Chambers Reservoir, and then sent back to the Metroplex using existing pipelines and pump stations and infrastructure, all without the construction of an additional reservoir. So So this is simply a very large-scale water recycling project that's using wetlands as a natural filter. You can see in this color infrared aerial photo each phase of planned wetland construction. Total project size is 2,000 acres with the capacity to filter 100 million gallons of water a day, and that'll equate out to about 63,000 acre-feet of water a year. The water begins its journey through our wetland system at our pump station that was constructed on the Trinity River. And this is the 250-acre field-scale phase that was completed and put into operation in early 2003. The system operates by pumping water from the Trinity River to the sedimentation basin for an 8-hour detention time, and then the water to gravity flows at that point through the wetland cells for the next 6.5 days. And you can see the sedimentation basin and water movement cells 1 through 4. And this aerial photo will show the path of the water through the system as it works its way through a series of wetland cells as it's being cleansed as it moves through those. And you can see in the top of that photo that's Richland Chambers Reservoir in the background. An elaborate series of water control structures are utilized to move and control these water flows. And the water that's pumped from the Trinity River creates a very high-quality wetland habitat and turns around and then actually cleanses the water. So without the water, you don't have the wetlands, but with the wetlands, we're able to clean the water. Sort of like getting the egg before the chicken or which way did it go there. This photo demonstrates the effectiveness of the wetlands as filters, and there's a pretty remarkable difference in the clarity of this water that you can see from what you saw there in the Trinity River photo. These two samples in the lab also show the water quality difference. The district completes a series of water quality tests each week. The field-scale wetlands are performing as predicted, with contaminant removal similar to the pilot-scale project, and no bioaccumulation of heavy metals has been detected in water, soils, or plants. That is a concern of our agency, and we do closely monitor bioaccumulation, especially in the sediment. Now that you've seen a little quick, brief history and some of the project effectiveness, look at the current construction. An additional 250 acres are currently under construction as we speak. You can see it marked in green there, the sedimentation basin up in your top right corner in wet cell 5 and wet cell 6. This will bring our project total up to about 500 acres of wetlands. Just a quick shot to show you an example of the levees that are currently under construction. The second relay pump station that will collect the treated water and pump it over the dam into the Richland Chambers Reservoir is currently under construction right now. That pump station is scheduled for completion in early 2008. And the entire 2,000-acre project should be completed by 2010, 2011, depending upon their timelines, construction bidding processes. This wetland project is providing us an opportunity on WMA for our staff to educate students, teachers, conservation groups about wetlands, water conservation, wildlife habitat, and that concept of cooperative conservation that's so important to provide these water supplies in the future. The Wetlands Project has been featured in numerous TV broadcasts, documentaries, video news releases, and various magazines, newspaper articles around Texas, around the country. The project is receiving national and international attention. Water planners from 14 states and 3 foreign countries have visited our site to evaluate this potential for other parts of the U.S. and abroad. The project also received awards from Texas and National American Water Works Association Area of Environmental Engineering and Design. And kind of to summarize the entire project, we're planning to pump water out of the Trinity River, naturally filter it through a series of wetlands, send it back to Tarrant County, where it's going to be used by a consumer. It's going to flow back to a wastewater treatment plant right back in the Trinity River Basin. So it's just a giant water recycling concept. Pump it as you need it, pump it off. And in closing, as we move forward in the future, we're going to have to challenge each other to embrace this type of cooperative conservation so we can ensure water supplies for the future. For mankind as well as wildlife and the environment. And this project is a classic example of harnessing an ecological function instead of fighting against it, but harnessing that function to benefit mankind in a sustainable manner. So at this time, I'll end and be happy to answer any questions.
That's a really impressive project. And the sort of things we don't get to, you know, the sort of things you're working on all the time that we don't get to see enough of. It's really impressive. Phil?
The flow that's going back into the reservoir is how many gallons for whatever unit of time?
Completed project would be 100 million gallons a day.
Okay. And how does that calibrate relative to the reservoir need the city of Dallas is out trying to fill?
Tarrant Regional Water District figures that they supply to us said that the wetland reuse project, the one on Richmond Creek, and the future plan project at Cedar Creek Reservoir should supply about 30% of their anticipated needs.
So if you did 3.3 times that, you would have the equivalent of one reservoir?
Yes, sir.
Is that possible?
Good question. Some hydrologists and water planners would have to answer that. That's a little.
Well, my next question is, how much does that take out of water that flows into the Gulf if you do that, or does it?
The question you're asking is a common one. Yet, how does it impact the flows in the river? There was a water assessment model completed, looked at 25 years of low flows in the Trinity, and that 25-year model showed that the historic low flows are steadily increasing each summer. And that's due to population growth in that metroplex area. Basically, the higher the population, the more water used, the more water discharged into that basin. Summertime flows 95% is effluent water in the Trinity River during summer low flows.
I do not remember any specific reservoir yield, but you know, one of the main things that when we first looked at this was the fact that if you could do this across the state in a number of replications, which we could, instead of building reservoirs. This was an option that resulted in more water back into that system, good quality water back into the system without the construction of a reservoir to answer every water need.
Have you talked to Dallas Water Utilities about this?
I'm sorry?
Have we talked to Dallas Water Utilities about funding more of these projects?
We have not.
Well, I think there's something to look at, but you know, the spot that we might want to address this is in our meetings we have with TCEQ and Water Development Board, because it's really the Water Development Board that needs to understand this process, because they're the ones that at the planning and review stage are going through these reservoirs.
Right.
And they need to understand this option well enough to know when it can happen. So is that something that we might put on our agenda for our next meeting with the Water Development Board, and maybe get Jeff there to give his presentation? That would be worthwhile.
Good presentation, great project.
I took the bait. I'm happy to help set that meeting up if it's helpful.
Okay.
Yeah.
There is a second project like this, and already modeled after the construction of North Texas Municipal Water District. Is building a 2,500-acre project on the East Fork of the Trinity, right there off U.S. 175, north of Kaufman, right there to close to Crandall.
Right.
So it's the second one already under construction in the state.
What's your sense for how fast in-stream flows into the Gulf, though, if you multiply this program many times to provide meaningful substitute for reservoirs? What's the equivalent effect?
I think the concept there, you'll have to look at what that human population is and how much water they're discharging as to how much can be pulled back out in the water modeling, and some early data that they looked at, because you're obviously going to lose some to absorption, evapotranspiration,
right,
is looking at about 55% of the water being claimed for reuse. But that gets pretty detailed in water planning. That's a little bit above my level.
I don't know about that, but it does sound like it's going to require some sophisticated modeling. It'd be curious to see, because that...
Okay.
Thanks for your work.